Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute.
As we continue to vaccinate more people, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to fall.
White House Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says 57% of adults in the U.S. have now received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Our seven-day average is about 45,800 cases per day, a decrease of about 13% from our prior seven-day average, and another hopeful sign that we are on the right track.
And data compiled by Johns Hopkins University shows as of Saturday morning, the rate of COVID-19 tests coming up positive around the country is down to 3.44%. Globally, the story is decidedly less upbeat. Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove with the World Health Organization.
We have reached the highest level of case incidence. The number of deaths that are being reported around the world is really shocking this late into a pandemic. When we have the tools at hand that can prevent infections, that can prevent those who are infected from spreading to others, and can prevent people from dying.
Johns Hopkins numbers show India again confirming more than 400,000 cases in the past day, and pressure is mounting on the government to announce a nationwide lockdown. India's surge is also affecting its neighbors. Health authorities in Bangladesh have detected a variant originally identified in India, while Nepal is now seeing its own surge. The WHO's Dr. Michael Ryan.
This virus has huge kinetic energy in some countries. It's got a massive force of infection. And we have got to slow that down because it has been driven by both human behavior, by the emergence of variants, and many other factors. We're just, it's in some senses, we're pushing three different accelerators at the same time.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.